wanted to dedicate this episode to anyone out there that's hurting, to anyone out there that's still fighting that good fight to stay alive, to anyone that is still fighting recycled patterns, to anyone hurting, not knowing what to do. This episode is dedicated to you to let you know that there is nothing but love to be given from me. I hold a safe space for you. I hold a space to teach you of ways to heal that are unconventional, that people don't talk about enough. This episode is for you. This episode is to help you rise above when you are down on your luck, so down below that you're scared to go anywhere. Just remember that you are here for a purpose, for a reason. You are divine source love, divine source creator energy. Remember that. Remember to always love yourself as much as I love you. Hello, fellow Earthlings. So, life happens and sometimes things come up, and yeah. So, today I wanted to let you all deep dive with me and get to sit in the mirror with me while I unravel a little bit of my journey to share some intimate things about myself and let you ride in the mind of me, the psychonaut hood hippie. So go ahead, strap in, because this could and most likely will get bumpy. I love you guys so much, and I am excited to share some of myself with you all, kind of what led me through my journey in this life for me, Hood Hippie. Thank you for coming, for participating in the seeding of minds for healing, and you know, the seeding of never giving up and always believing in yourself and knowing that you will always rise above no matter what. That is what I am hoping for today and tonight and this Sunday fun day. Thanks for joining me for episode 7 of the Psychonauts Mirror. Let's strap in. So, I said we were going to get a little intimate, we were going to get raw, we were going to get real, things were going to get weird because we were going to sit in the mirror with the hood hippie, the psychonaut in her mirror, what she's doing best in her life right now. Well, I have to say that, shoot, hold on, let's get real. So, who am I, Hood Hippie? My make and model year is 85. 85 female. Yeah, so I was born in 85 to some awesome hippies. And they built a pretty cool person in me, a ultimate love child, you can say, because they were, for me, the epitome of love. And they were great partners, never giving up on each other. They have been married, I believe, for 48 years. And 48 years, yes. And they built in me a foundation of unconditional love. They taught me what unconditional love was through seeing their love. So I feel super blessed in that. So skip to circa, let's see, 2015, my life got a little crazy. Things just started happening. Patterns were not being broken. Cycles, or you could say, weren't being broken. Progression wasn't being made. Addiction was being met. Pain was being centered in my life as the forefront of what was building and creating me. No longer was a clear, conscious, unconditional love foundation that was forefronting me for so long. I had started to slip into the pain body, and that for me kind of it created another chance for me to create a path to break a cycle, to break generational curses, to break the things that broke me, to break that cycle pattern. That's what that gave me. That fall back into that low vibration, that last fall gave me that opportunity to rise again. It gave me the opportunity to say to my higher self, well, fuck, this shit ain't fucking working anymore, so I don't know what the fuck to do. This surface level shit ain't fucking working no more. So what am I doing how can I move differently? You know, and I got still, I got quiet, and I centered myself, and I had worked with Archangel Michael when I had lived in New Mexico, and I didn't realize how much I had worked with Archangel Michael until I started learning about archangels and how anyone can work with archangels. You just have to call upon them. And I was calling upon Archangel Michael when I was living in New Mexico because I was living a lifestyle that was dangerous, and I had heard about Archangel Michael. Someone had said, you know, oh, well, when you start to have fear, just call upon Archangel Michael for protection because you're needing that protection. I do not remember who told me that. I wish I could remember. I feel like somebody told me to call upon this archangel. So I did. I used lavender oil because my sister lived in New Mexico and she was a big hippie and she used lavender. And that would keep me centered and calm in some of the most crazy times in my life. And calling upon Archangel Michael had started to show me when later on it showed me just how divinely protected I was, and learning that anyone can work with archangels, it showed me, looking back, how I'm still alive, how it works, how these things work. Me learning more knowledge on them, it works. So going back to what drew me into, you know, from my, the falling over, the death, the pain, the addiction, I fell into my higher self because I had nowhere else to go but up. I planted that seed inside of me, and I knew I just had a call that just woke me up one day when life wouldn't end for me, when I had definitely, you know, thought of it. I never acted, you know, more irrational than I did in around that time in my life. And it was a wake-up call. I'm so thankful for that irrational shadow that got so lost that she had to wake up. She had to wake up, spirit. Spirit had to wake up. There was no other option. And that's what happened. Higher self just kind of like knock, 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 knocked on the door and said, hello, it's time to work together again. You've taken a nice long break from reality of the kingdom of heaven is within you. I took such a long break of knowing, of the knowing. And once I fell back into finding out who I was and remembering that I needed to be alive in this time because I vowed to be here in this time. And by not being here, I was just recycling things that hadn't been taken care of. And so I started going into the more spiritual realm. I had some Reiki done, called in back some of my spirit, some of my soul. I called it back and it came back to me. These blocks had been cleared. These blocks had made way for me to live again. I'm so thankful for those blocks being cleared, because once those blocks were cleared, I was more available to hear with ears that wanted to understand rather than wanting to self-soothe or, you know, comfort like a baby. I no longer needed that. I needed to dive deep within myself to find out what had held me captive for so long, what I had allowed to hold captive inside of me. And that was beautiful in itself for me, when I was able to actually say, Holly, Hood Hippie, it's time to find out what's going on inside. And that was progression. That was timing. That was divine timing. That was putting in the work, because even when I had decided I was ready to heal, I was still falling short because I was still surface level cleansing, but just going a little bit deeper in that surface level cleansing. Well, once I had grown stagnant, kind of like that game show, Price is Right, when they doody 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 doody, how you stop at one point in time. Well, I had gotten to a healed phase where I had deep dived so deep inside of me, but I was still not going deep enough. I had yodeled, taken a break, for the person to guess the correct price. I had plateaued at my spiritual healing, and I was just sitting there stagnant. And sitting there stagnant, I was growing surface level. So it was beautiful. I was doing all these good deeds, good things, and growing and growing and being a good mom, being a good partner, working. And then I hit that spiritual plateau and I felt it. I felt it because I had already opened up and called back spirit. So spirit was saying, hey honey, you're doing a fucking fantastic job. It's time to get back to remembering what else you're healing. And so I was like, ah, fuck. Okay, well, I'm going to continue to grow this badass fucking warrior. I'll figure out what's going on. And then COVID hit. And COVID pulled me away from work because of personal life. Personal important life. Personal important life that needed to be tended to and taken care of. It was overriding. It was part of my program that needed to be worked on and finalized and finished. And spirit said, it's time to slow down in yourself and being in the world. You're being too in the world now. COVID hit and it sat me the fuck down. And it said, you, honey, you got some healing to do. And I said, okay, well, what's that healing? What's that healing I'm supposed to do? Because, like, I'm kicking the fucking ass in life. Like, I was karate chopping the fuck out of it. And knowing I was still getting sick in the morning, every morning, because something was not right. I couldn't figure it out. But spirit was literally like knocking at my door. My higher self was like beating my door down with my guide, my spirit angel, my protector, with Archangel Michael. They were all like, my eight angels were standing over me, you know, and my guides, they're saying, hey, you're missing something, and we need you to figure it out. And I have turned off so much. So I opened up the door and I said, okay, hello. And I found this group of healers that were doing some deep diving through a friend, a super powerful mystic. She is beyond her starseed eon life years. She doesn't understand who she is. She's a powerful motherfucker that woke me up by a seed, by a starseed. This starseed was powerful, woke me up, led me in the direction of these woke-ass healers. And these woke-ass healers were like, yeah, bish, yeah, you got some healing to do. And they, you know, they showed me so much. They showed me plant medicine. They showed me healing, deep diving healing. And they challenged me every day. You know, I find a way to be challenged by them. They lift me up in a realm of pure, unconditional love, and I'm so thankful for them. My tribe, they know who they are. They're my great teachers. They sat me down with, medicine in the surface level here right now. All the while, our higher selves are fucking communicating, I'm pretty damn sure, because I resonate and feel them. So I know it. So they center me back into this area of myself and start making me heal. Well, they're making me heal and doing all of this work with me, and all of a sudden I start finding my voice. What my teacher says, she says, you will find your voice, you're gonna find what you're looking for, and I am. And they brought me into that, and I'm so thankful, because spirit communicates through so much and everything. For me, spirit started communicating through plant medicine with cannabis. It opened me up enough to hear my authentic self. It opened me up to allow myself to be vulnerable and to take chances with psilocybin. The alchemist led me through plant medicine to find many people. The mystic led me to these people through her higher dimensional self. Wow. That's a revelation on its own. My alchemist, higher self, plant medicine work, led me to the great psilocybin. That healing, that spirit brought me to Mama. Mama brought me center. Mama has opened me up to the divine realm and accepted me in. She said that I was worthy of this unconditional love that I had been sowing into the world through me, because I was a great teacher of unconditional love in many ways because of what I was taught. But a teacher of unconditional love with no boundaries is what led me to the ultimate healing, because it was like, you're teaching what Jesus taught. Good job, hot, meat suit. Good job, Hollywood hippie meat suit. Good job. You're teaching it with no boundaries. So you're not teaching fair unconditional love. It's a one-sided unconditional love. So my great plant medicine teachers, it was showing me so much and putting me in the realm of the people teaching the good news of healing the generational curses. They taught me what I was doing. My higher self has been guiding and leading me, and I'm so thankful, because higher self has brought me to the people who are teaching my surface level meat suit the things that I need to know, that I feel that I need to know, that I'm not divinely letting myself be. I am divinely letting myself be led, obviously, because I'm doing this. Because I would never fucking do this in a million motherfucking years. Let's just jot that one down for the books, guys. Higher self has divinely led this. Divine timing has led this. Me choosing to break certain patterns have led me to do this. To help people that have fallen short and think that there's no end in sight, that you think that, oh, no, I cannot be forsaken. For I cannot be for fucking saken. I have done too much. I've spent time locked up, you guys. I've spent time, you know, finding myself, much like Paul, if people read the Bible. If you know of Paul. I found myself in some of the darkest corners of my life, of the transition, of the phase, of the cycle, of the coming out and being free of judgment. The learning of being free of judgment has placed so much more value into life for me. It teaches me to never stop learning, because placing judgment on myself, saying, oh, you are there, girl. You know what you're doing. No, fuck, I know nothing. No, I know nothing. And humbling myself down to realizing I know nothing, and to being the student and the teacher all the time, and then finding that balance and knowing its polarities, its different spectrums of things. Finding all of that realm and understanding that has been like a game changer in my life. I want everyone to know that change is what's always going to happen. It's never ending. Learning to stay fluid with those changes is what you're supposed to do. It's who we are. We're mainly water, you know? Learning to stay fluid in this reality is how I have seen best results. Learning from all of my past hurts, you know, it's like the things you learn when you're in like, when you're in, you know, AA or NA, you know, or what was that? I don't even remember what I was in. Look at me just forgetting. I did it when I was in church. Celebrate Recovery. Hello. There we go. Figure it out. Figure out your life. What is Celebrate Recovery, you know? Being caught up on past hurts and traumas. But no, that's for real, because like, if when you're caught up on those things, you're continuing to manifest the same fucking cycles in your life, you guys. So being able to walk away from a cycle, or, you know, the learned behaviors of the blank canvas that you were for your parents without them even knowing, because these are things that I'm just learning at my age of 35. I'm just now figuring these fucking things out. And I'm so fucking thankful that I am, so I don't have to paint on the canvases of my children. I can let them paint their own canvas and give them the tools to paint with. You know, that's what I want to do. I don't regret learning the way I learned. I want to be a different kind of teacher, is the only thing I'm saying, because we all learn the way we're supposed to, the way it was intended. So I am thankful that I learned the way I did, so I can move the way I move now, and I can be a wise teacher in my days, because that's what I want to be for my children. I want to help see the minds of the entire world, of the cosmos, of course, the great healing of the collective, of course. That's what I'm doing within, so it can be without. As above, so below. I want to be as clear and clean on the outside as I am on the inside, and as clean and clear on the inside as I am on the outside. So I can be the embodiment of what I'm trying to teach. You know, I learned about fasting, and I fast, and it makes me feel so well. I take minerals, I take vitamins. I still fuck up, and I still take bad shit. And by taking bad shit, I mean I eat bad. I eat processed food. I still eat out sometimes. That's the bad things I'm doing to my body that I'm still working and learning how to integrate that into fasting and learning the better eat cycles. And I'm getting into all those things. But these are all the things that I want to share with people, that when you start integrating all of the good things into your everyday life, change happens. And when you notice the change within yourself, you see it out in front of you. And just by being able to be surrounded by the people I'm surrounded by, that's how I know that the healing is actually being done. And I'm so fucking grateful for you guys. Who fucking wouldn't be, right? Trust your authenticity. Trust yourself. Trust you. Know you. Know yourself. Be so involved in yourself that nothing can break you, is all I can say. You have to build a strong motherfucking foundation within your damn self, because there's only one thing that can be unbreakable, and that can be yourself. Don't let yourself be shaken up. You know what I mean? I got nothing but big plans for my future and where I see myself going. I now have ears to understand. I now have divine eyes that want to only envision what unconditional love is. I see beyond things, because it's more like I feel like I'm just this little fucking alien up here of being the observer from here on out. You know, I gotta kind of sit up higher and see things from a different viewpoint. That's holding that higher collective space, that non-judgmental space, being that little flying high creature. I took that vow. I took that vow to be here, to seed, to rise above the limits and boundaries set upon myself, to release the curses, to, you know, heal from my ancestors, from my lineage. That's what I'm here to do. And that's what I'm doing. Oh, you guys, thank you so much for coming to hang out with me and listening to who I am, some ranting, some raving, some just divine, pure love from my sacred heart space to the ears that want to hear what I have to say, to the hearts, to the minds, to the souls that I am here to seed to. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for joining me for the Psychonauts Mirror, Episode 7. Deep diving with none other than your hood hippie. Thank you for coming to hang out with me. I love you guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love you. And I love you. You, 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 you. Bye, guys. You know, man.